The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Holy Quran is the blessing of wilaya. We are approaching Eidullah al-Akbar, Eidul Ghadir. Ya ayyuha al-Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk min rabbik, wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalatah. And get across this particular message, then fama ballaghta risalatah. All the 23 years that you have spent in guiding the people and presenting and giving the people what you have, it's as though you haven't done it. That tells us this is definitely the day that this has been presented to the Ummah is going to be Eidullah al-Akbar. All the other Eids are great and they are important, Eidul Fitr, Eidul Adha, but Eidullah al-Akbar, as we have in Hadith, is Ghadir for this reason. And so it's worthy that we spend just a little more time and not just the day of Ghadir or the night of Ghadir or the night after, whenever we celebrate it, that we discuss this matter, although we try to discuss it at other times as well, as it is a worthy topic. There's a couple of lines that I think I've mentioned, Imam Khomeini had mentioned, and Ayatollah Khomeini has mentioned as well, each in their own ways. It's very important to understand this regarding Ghadir. Eid al-Ghadir is not a day that we celebrate Ali ibn Abi Talib. It's not a celebration for Amir al-Mu'mineen. A celebration for Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, would mean that on the day of Ghadir, something was given to him, something added to him, something that wasn't there, something that adds to the character, the personality, the value of Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. That would be a day that you would celebrate, like somebody's birthday. You celebrate it because that person came to this world, came to life, came into this material realm. You celebrate that because before that they didn't exist in this material realm. You celebrate someone's graduation because before that they hadn't graduated. That graduation is something for them. Ghadir is not something, an occasion that anything is added to Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Imam Khomeini's wording was this. He said, Ghadir, the Eid of Wilaya, has the advantage and the blessing of being blessed with Ali ibn Abi Talib, not the other way around. This is one important fact in itself, but for our discussion, a needed discussion for us, it is a prelude to the topic. That topic is, Ghadir is not about a person. Ghadir is about wilayah. It says it's about wilayah. Wilayah is governance. The wilayah of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the day of Ghadir, the people were blessed with the blessing of wilayah, that the government of Islam officially will continue after the demise of the Prophet. And that government will be led by Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. That covers how many years? The governance of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the governance of Ali ibn Abi Talib lasts from the demise of the Prophet, the year 10 after the Hijrah, or the beginning of the year 11 after the Hijrah, all the way until the year, if I remember correctly, 40. That's 30 years. 30 years of government. Is that the end of wilaya? No, it's not the end of wilaya. Is it the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Mujtaba, and Imam al-Hussein? That ends in the year 61 after the Hijrah. That's only 51 years. You always have to take that 10 off because it's not from the demise of the Prophet, it's from the hijrah of the Prophet to Medina. Wilaya is a teaching in Islam that is not limited to any time. What is the essence of it? The essence of it is that God's law needs to be the law of the land. You need to establish the government of Allah, the government of the values, the teachings, the laws, the instructions of Islam. It's not enough for Muslimin to individually believe in Islam. It's not enough for each of them individually to implement the teachings that apply to them as individuals. It is not even enough for them to congregate and convene in community centers and just remember the verses of the Quran or the names of the Ahlul Bayt or these various celebrations. And that is it. No. Mu'mineen and mu'minat need to govern themselves based on divine law, including the form and structure of government and who governs, all of that whole package. This is what Eidullah al-Akbar, this is what Eid al-Ghadir is about. To make Eid al-Ghadir a historic event that is related to the 18th of Dhul-Hajjah of the year 10 of the Hijri calendar, to relate it to a sectarian difference, to relate it to anything but what it actually is a deviation. It's deviating from Ghadir and from the Eid of Wilaya. And it's funny how this is done in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib, considering that he was the mazloom, he was the one who was oppressed, as that wilaya, the first instance of the person who's supposed to govern that government after the Prophet was supposed to be Ali ibn Abi Talib, using that to deviate from the teaching of wilaya. This is shocking how this can be done, but unfortunately it has and is happening. In fact, Ghadir celebrations in many places, they insist on them not being political. What is Ghadir if it's not political? The whole deal is political. This is one thing that I think is important to understand what it was and what it, conceptually at least, means. The other thing I think is important in the context of Ghadir is for us to think, okay, all the Islamic teachings are there for them to apply to us. They're there not to remain in books. They're there not to be in some scholarly circle, some discussion. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is guidance. Guidance is only guidance when it can be and is intended for it to be implemented. If it's not supposed to be implemented, you're supposed to know 1400 years ago there was this idea and it was presented and that's it. That's definitely not the case. If it isn't, which it isn't, it's not for that purpose, it's for the purpose of being implemented, then I think one important responsibility that each of us on our own, at least, I mean collectively as well, but I think it's important that each of us spend some time thinking about, what does that mean practically for me? What am I supposed to do regarding that?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.